Well, good morning and welcome to St. Luke's. Today is the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn, Lord, I Come Before Your Throne of Grace. Gather this morning, I tell you that Dorothy Grenier, who was a long-term member of a parish but in recent years has been in care over in Chelmer, died last week. There won't be a funeral for her. So let us pray. Gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you that you received Dorothy by baptism into the family of your church on earth and granted her the gift of eternal life. She ate with us the cup, the bread of life, and drank from the cup of salvation. We thank you for all your goodness to Dorothy, in Christ our Saviour. Amen. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Let us pray. Faithful God, you have appointed us, your witnesses, to be a light that shines in the world. Let us not hide the bright hope you have given us, but tell everyone your love, revealed in Jesus Christ the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows, what is truly human, except the human spirit, what is within? So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by his Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. For the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please stand as you're able as we sing our next hymn, Change My Heart, O God. Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. For the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, a few weeks ago, we were reading from Matthew chapter 4 of the call of the first disciples, the fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus said to them, "Follow me," and they did. But what comes next? What does following Jesus mean? And so today we've moved on to Matthew chapter 5, and this is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And he's telling them, well, what does come next? What does being a disciple mean? He says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. So being a disciple seems to be involved in what do we do? But we actually miss something in the English translation here that is there in the original language. The you, as in you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world, is not a single person, it's a plural person, plural. So it's everybody together. We are together doing all these things. We're not doing it individually. And then, which we can't see necessarily from the English, is where it is very much saying, this is what you are, not this is what you aspire to be. It doesn't say, try to be salt of the earth, try to be light. Jesus said, you are salt, you are light. And these two images, salt and light, would have been things that would have been very well known to Jesus' listeners. They are quite important things. Salt, we think of salt mostly today just as something you add to your recipe to give it a little bit of a spike, to maybe give it a bit of flavour. But salt has been a very sort of highly valued commodity for a long, long time. It was associated with purity. To make salt, all you need is seawater and sunlight. It's also very stable in what it can do. It was a great preserve. In the days before refrigeration, it was one of the main ways of preserving food, as it impedes the growth of things that would spoil it. And there's also things that salt was added to plaster to make it more solid to actually walk on. Salt was put on sometimes over the embers of a fire at the end of the day to keep the heat in, so the fire would start up sooner the following morning. So salt was always seen in Jesus' time, up to Jesus' time, as a prized offering to God. And in the Hebrew scriptures, salt was commanded to be added to the sacrifices. In Leviticus, the people were told, don't forget to add the salt to your offerings. So salt meant that something was purified and made fit for God, but also something that was everlasting. It was a symbol of relationship between God and God's people, something that was perpetual, not corruptible, indissolvable. But then Jesus goes on to say, well, what happens when the salt goes? What happens if the salt is not there? Well, that's a bit puzzling to me as a chemical engineer. Salt is salt, and it always will be salty. if you actually want to break it down, it takes quite a lot of processing, and then it's not salt anymore. Anyway, I'm being pedantic, maybe. But what can happen is that salt can lose its potency by being diluted. It can be what happened quite often in the times of Jesus is that salt was adulterated. It was mixed with dust and other minerals, bulking it out, but keeping the price high. So it was in the corrupt marketplace. And if we do that, if the salt is the saltiness is probably masked in that case. Jesus tells his disciples to be salt of the earth. They're to be pure, preservative, and flavoursome, to hold to high standards and morals and ethics. But if things distract, then those things don't show through. Second image then was one of light. Light is a theme that's run through all these Sundays after the Epiphany. And when we think about light, well, some of the properties of light we can think of, it enables us to see things. Without light, there wouldn't be any colour. Light helps vegetation to grow. It provides solar power for electricity. It could be focused for specific uses, as in a laser. And so, like light, the disciples have the overarching purpose of being a mirror that reflects God's light, so all peoples and nations can know of God's justice and mercy. So taking those examples of how light works, light gives things colour. The disciples are called to engage others in the world, enabling diversity. Light helps vegetation to grow. The disciples are encouraged to nurture a healthy, eco-friendly world. Light can be focused for specific purposes. We can work to restoring relationships that need such. And then again, Jesus warns that it is possible to neglect all these things. The light doesn't go away, but it can be hidden the light under a bushel basket. The light of Jesus reflecting us has a purpose. We must let it shine. And then in the last part of that gospel passage, Jesus tells the disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill." Sometimes we have issues, problems about what does this mean? There's an idea that the Old Testament was all about laws that had to be obeyed, whereas the New Testament was about the love of God. But it wasn't really like that's a caricature of both those views. The law and the prophets really had the meaning of teaching. What does God expect of God's people? The Hebrew scriptures gave instructions to how to live in a relationship with God and with neighbor. And the commandments were not seen as a burden, but rather a way of reflecting the kind of God that Israel served. There was never a sense that one must follow these rules in order to earn God's salvation. All the ancestral sort of foundation stories of Israel, the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the story of the Exodus, show that God's steadfast love was offered freely without consideration of merit. The Jewish community's obedience to the commands of the books of Moses was a response to God's saving act. Not a lot of difference to our the New Testament. But in the New Testament, the difference is it's Jesus brings. Jesus is the one that actually helps us to see a new way of working through this. What was important is not keeping the laws per se, but rather the effect that they have. The effect that you don't just keep a law for the law's sake, you keep the law for what does it mean? The prophet Isaiah, which was also set for today, said people don't call a fast just for a fast sake, but rather, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. This is the message as being what being salt and light mean is God's community. The kingdom of heaven is not something in the future, as the Old Testament prophets prophesied, but it is here present with us today as we continue to be the salt and the light here in Ekebin. Amen. Stand as you're able as we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
Let us pray for the world and for the church.
The response for the prayers today, when I say, Lord God of all mercy, you say, hear our prayer. God of all mercy, hear our prayer. Put a right heart within us, O God. Hear us and answer when we call on you. God of all justice, you desire of your people righteousness and truth. Hear us when we pray for the peoples of the world. We pray for all who live in fear, for those whose land and livelihoods are being taken away. In the world today, we pray for all those affected by the continued conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, and elsewhere, for an end to the bloodshed and a commitment to peace by those with influence. Put a right heart within us, that we may work to bring freedom to the oppressed, release to the captives, dignity and justice to all your people. God of all mercy, God of all holiness, you desire for your people obedience and integrity. Hear us when we pray for your church. Today we pray in the Anglican Communion for the Hong Kong Sheng Kung Hu, the Diocese of Bunbury, the Parish of Morningside, the Logan Multicultural Ministry, our Matthew Flinders Anglican College at Budrum, for the staff and students and the council. And our missionary partners today, we pray for the parishes in the Western region. And in our parish today, we pray for Little Angels Tarragindi as they complete the necessary steps to obtain an operating license and open their doors. We pray for all who belong to the community of faith, for all who are prophets, priests or pastors to your people, and for all who worship in this parish. Put a right heart within us, that our lives may be a sacrifice acceptable in your eyes, a light to draw others to your presence. God of all mercy, God of love, you desire your people generosity and kindness. Hear us when we pray for those in need. We pray for those without food or shelter, for the unemployed, and for all whom we push to the edges of society. Put a right heart within us, that we may share what we have with the hungry and the poor and the homeless and all who are without hope. God of all mercy, God of all compassion, you desire of your people tenderness and care. Hear us when we pray for all in trouble or distress. We pray for the lonely and those without family or friends, for those who grieve for lost loves, and for all who are sick and in pain. And today, for those in our parish who've asked for our prayers, we pray for Brian, Jocelyn, Peter, David, Robin and Maxine, Rita, Sharon, Margaret, Don and Deb, Georgina, Glenda, Sue, Liz and Angie, Reverend Shane, Natalie, Lynette, Sue, Rose, Al, Jennifer, Sandy, Mary, and Lee. Put a right heart within us, that we may bring comfort to the sad, companionship to the lonely, and relief to those who suffer. God of all mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all hope, you offer to those who love you the joys of everlasting life. Hear us when we pray for all those who have died in your love. We give thanks for all good and holy people whose lives have shone with the light of your truth. And we remember for those in our parish book of remembrance for this week. We give thanks for the life of Dorothy Sheila Grenrier, who died on the 1st of February. We also remember Gordon Oliver Cameron, Eileen Clara Summerson, Alice Cocking, Christopher Paul Dowling, Phyllis Eleanor Mills, Sydney Henry Meyer, Ronald William Bond McClune, Arthur Alexander Thompson, John Ray Wilkinson, and Leola May Crust. Put a right heart within us, that in life we may follow in their footsteps, and in death we may be brought with them to the place that you prepare for all who love you. God of all mercy,
accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, the Son of God, has been revealed as a light to the nations. Let us bring our darkness to his light, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Merciful God,
our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in the midst of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Would you please stand as you are able? We are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you all. Five people on Zoom, peace be with you. As we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, Let Us Break Bread Together.
As we travel through this land.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for, so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord our God,
we give you thanks and praise.
We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord our God,
we give you thanks and praise.
We thank you that on the cross Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord our God,
we give you thanks and praise.
And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Fill us with your spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body.
For we all share in one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in the remembrance that he died for us and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. God of the nations, we thank you for nourishing us with this holy sacrament. Guide us by your presence that we may bring your light to those who dwell in darkness and establish your justice in the earth. Most loving God, you send us into the world you love. Give us grace to go thankfully and with courage in the power of your Spirit. Now, would you please stand as you're able as we sing our missional hymn, The Spirit Lives to Set Us Free, Walk in the Light.
Yeah.
May Christ, the Son of God, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.